The icing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been turned on it for months. It's just that it doesn't work. Well.
Yeah.
How did you do?
Good.
Yeah. Do you want to reopen it?
We already.
What he's doing is he's talking this way.
Okay, let's bring us back. Close out the executive session. Bring us back into open session to approve the latest solar projects. Out of the executive session, we did discuss the property transaction at Bandit to do some obstacle removal. So I think we can go ahead. Anything additional that we need to talk about with the SOAR list? There is the abandoned property purchase as part of the list that was given to the board.
Yeah, so I've got the list of projects up there. I sent out a read ahead with the narrative. The board, I know from the last funding cycle, they said, hey, give us a narrative, talk about why we want to do these things. Mm-hmm. The one thing that I do need to point out that really was in the read ahead a little bit. Prospect, the runway reconstruct, you know, as I've talked to the board before, it's the only lit runway in the Cascades. Most pilots, when they do night crossings in the Cascade, will go by way of Prospect because they know if there's any issues that they've got a lit runway that they can land at. And I described the issues with the sub-base being paved over tree stumps that have decayed that now have cavities. it's really bad. It's a heavily used airport for firefighting during the summertime. I think we had it was probably a good 2 months. The airport was closed this summer for firefighting. It makes a lot of money from firefighting. But I wanted to point out with Prospect is that because it is an estimated $2 million project, it actually has to bridge two funding cycles. Because as a $2 million project, it is a capital project. And so for our budget, we have to have a policy option package in our budget in order for us to spend funds. So this has to go into the 1921 budget.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But in order to get that in the budget, the board has to approve the project now.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that when Kristen starts working on the next budget, which is going to be probably coming up here in a couple months, we then can put that policy option package. Let me scroll down because we're talking about funding. So you can see the three cycles that we're approving projects for. So basically, after if we do these projects and the ones that were done in cycle one, we have a balance of just under $700,000 left for cycle three to do additional projects.
Okay.
So there's still funds left available.
How much was that again?
About $700,000. Yeah. So it's at $685,671. Down there at the bottom on the right. So so this doesn't eat up the rest of our funds. We still have funds available. The projects that I've sent you were in the read aheads. I gave you some background on why we want to do it. And so basically I would just open it up for any questions or if you want clarification on any of the projects, I'm more than happy to do that as well.
I have one question on the Molina water fire suppression. That allows for the expansion of the hangars.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
because
excellent. There's a waiting list.
I know. Tony Hahn is managing our hangars now, but there's probably a waiting list of 15, 20 people that would like hangars at Molina.
Yeah.
I didn't realize there was so many.
What's interesting
like
is when we first built those hangars, when I first got to the agency, we could not get tenants to come over since we've got an aircraft control tower in Aurora, and I think now the stigma is gone because we also tore some down at Molino and the pilots there hated it.
Well, and I think with the issues going on at Troutdale and, you know, when you look at Aurora and the tower that's going in there, you've got McMinnville, you can go that direction, but still that's a busier airport as well. And so if you're looking for a good general aviation airport, Molino is just prime for it in that area. I mean, you look at the Portland metro area, And, I mean, Molino is just really the airport of choice going forward.
I know. Okay.
And it's big. We got a lot of property.
All right.
We haven't been able to develop it.
Any additional questions? All right. So, let me see if there's a motion to approve the 2018-2019 SOAR project list.
I'll make that.
Second.
Now, when I say 2018-2019 SOAR project list, that's with the addition...
That you will be approving Prospect.
That's going to be for the 2021 list.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. We had a second from
second.
Right? Okay. So, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those in opposed, by saying nay. Let it note that the motion has been passed.
Don't hit me with that hand.
Is there anything else we need to talk about today?
No.
We're closed.
Yeah. Yeah. Good job.